want to bless him. I want to encourage you, if you didn't get an opportunity, if you're working in other areas this morning and could not be in the services, to opportunity to go into the internet and watch it, go to our website and watch the service, and especially the choir did such a fantastic job this morning. And if you win your Bibles tonight, turn to Isaiah 53, familiar passage to most of you. Take just a few minutes here. We are going to have an invitation here in just a moment. Kind of remind our musicians about that. Isaiah 53, Old Testament prophet, prophesying concerning the death of Christ. Verse 1, Isaiah 53 verse 1 says, "Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him." I just always like to point out, and there's another passage that backs this up, but Jesus wasn't a long-haired, blue-eyed white guy. Wasn't a long-haired, blue-eyed European, as some of the painters have pictured him. He was a Jew. He would have been olive skin, a short hair, and was a carpenter's son. I don't know about you, but I worked for a carpenter for 7-8 years, and now I know my hands now are very sissified, but back then they were not. And you know, it's a rough job. And had he done that probably since he was a young boy to the time he was 30, I can tell you that he had some leather skin about him. There was no form nor comeliness that we should desire him. In other words, the crowds were not attracted to him because of his beauty. It wasn't because of he was good looking. All right, that's what it's basically saying. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Now, it's talking about Jesus here. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Thank the Lord for the price that he paid for us, and the lashes that he took for us. All we like sheep have gone astray. Verse 6, we have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. God laid on his Son the sins of the whole world. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he is cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Our Lord was sinless. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days. Listen, Jesus Christ, when he was hanging on the cross, was thinking of us. Amen. He was thinking of us. He looked through time and saw all of those who would come to the saving knowledge of himself. He prolonged his days. He stayed on the cross. And the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors. And he bare the sins of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. By the way, he did that as a man. As a man, he went to the cross. As a man, he there hung and died. As a man, he shed his blood for us. There he died for us. The God-man. 1 Corinthians, if you would. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. The Lord's Supper, communion. I know this morning somebody asked me, a new Christian, and sometimes I grew up in church. I take for granted that everybody knows what the Lord's Supper means. And this is the Lord's table, communion. There are various ways in which it's titled. And so that's what we're doing tonight. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Let's look at verse 23. For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also he took the cup which when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink of this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged." And it goes on there. Let's pray. Lord, bless this time. Bless the reading of your word. Bless the ordinance tonight as we partake. I pray that minds would be filled with thoughts of your Son who died for us, shed his blood for us. God, bring us to remembrance tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. The Lord's Supper is a memorial. It's a set symbolic ordinance that was given to the church by the Lord Jesus Christ to remember His blood and His broken body, and all the agony and things that He went through. As we think about set symbolic ordinances, we think about times in which we keep, even Easter, for instance, and Christmas, other times in which we have memorial times, times in which we remember the Lord. When partaking of the Lord's Supper, let us keep in mind that Jesus Christ, God's Son, died for us. He died for our sins. He gave His life that we might have eternal life. He shed His blood on Calvary. He died. And we described that here a few weeks ago. We were talking about Nicodemus. And then He died the death, even the death of the cross. That the death that Christ experienced was the death of a slave. Roman citizens were not allowed to be crucified. This was the lowest form, the lowest of the lowest way you could kill somebody. That's it. Christ died the most gruesome, awful death at that time that there was. The most shameless way in which a person could die at that time. Our Lord died for us. The purpose of the ordinance tonight, the purpose of the Lord's Supper, 1 Corinthians 11:26 says what the purpose is to show the Lord's death till He come. It's to remind us of His broken body, that He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. You know, the chastisement of our peace upon Him. By His stripes we are healed. Psalm 22 speaks of our Lord and says, "I am poured out like water and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax, is melted in the midst of my bowels." Psalm 22:15 says, "My tongue cleaveth to my jaws." It goes on to say, "They pierced my hands and my feet." Psalms 22. All this is from Psalms 22. "I may tell all my bones, they look and stare at me." You ought to go read Psalm 22 when you get a chance. All throughout there, see the Lord's, what He went through for us, the sacrifice He made for us. It's to remember His broken body. It's to remember the blood. John 20 says, "But when they came to Jesus and saw that He was dead already, they brake not His legs, but one of the soldiers which had a spear with Him, but one of the soldiers with a spear pierced His side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. And there He shed His blood for us." There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath the flood lose all their guilty stains. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. Are you washed in the blood? Saved by the blood of the crucified one. Saved. Gloriously saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. Hebrews says that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. And yes, today we are bloody Baptists because the Bible makes it very clear that it's the blood of Christ that cleanses us from all sin. It wasn't just the death. The death and the blood are not synonymous. They're not one and the same. They are separate and both very, very, very important. Jesus Christ's body was beaten for us. His body was bruised for us. He shed His blood for us that we might have eternal life. The purpose of the ordinance is to show the Lord's death till He come. It's an act of obedience. It says, there in verse 24. It says, and when they had given thanks, he break it and so forth. But he says, verse 26, for as oft as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. This do, he says, in remembrance of me. This do in remembrance of me. It's an act of obedience. It is a command to partake of the Lord's Supper, just as it's a command to be baptized. It's a command. Baptism is not a wish or a thought. It's a command. And when you don't follow the Lord in believer's baptism, 1 Peter chapter 3 says that your conscience bothers you because it's a command from God. It's an act, number two, it's an act of remembrance. Again, in remembrance of me, we just read it a moment ago, verse 24 and 25, to remember the blood and the broken body of Jesus. It's an act of testimony. There in verse 26, it says, you do show the Lord's death till he come. It's an act of examination. Before we cover this, I'd like to just remind you too that says, for as oft as you eat this bread. Verse 26. So I've had many, especially new Christians, ask, well, I know one church that partakes the Lord's Supper every Sunday, and some do this way, some do that way. What's the proper way? There is no. It just says, as oft as you do this. It could be every Sunday. It could be once a month. It could be, like we do it, two or three, four times a year. But as oft as you do in remembrance of me, he says. So there's not a strict command as to when. It is as the Lord leads. That's the way we do it here, usually around Christmas and Easter, and then usually one other time. Lastly, it's an act of examination. Look at verse 27. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat of this bread and drink of this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. And so Paul is saying to this church in Corinth, he said, be careful. Don't take the Lord's Supper lightly. And what had happened, they were partaking of the Lord's Supper because it was a command of God, but they were making it a drunken feast. And he said, hey, you know, leave the steak at home. I'm summarizing now. He said, leave the big meals at home. You're coming to remember the Lord's death. You're coming to remember His blood. You're coming to remember the broken body of the Lord. And so be careful how you partake of this. And I would tell you tonight to be careful. As you partake of the Lord's Supper tonight, we're going to have an invitation in just a second, and you ought to partake of the Lord's Supper with a clean heart. The Bible says here that there were many sick and weak among you. Some, he said, had even died because they took of the cup unworthily. And I believe that just simply means that there was something in their life that was blocking their fellowship with the Lord. Something there that would cause them to drink of that unworthily. So this is a very, very important that we as Christians come to the Lord's table with our hearts right with Him. And so I'd ask you tonight to stand. We're going to have a time of invitation and let you examine yourself, whether you come to the front or not, or whether you examine yourself there in your chair. I hope you'll take a little time here and just say, Lord, I'm coming to You. I'm seeking to be right with You, to take of the Lord's Supper tonight with a clean heart and examine yourself. We're going to just sing Just As I Am, hymn 167. Hymn 167, and as the Lord leads, you come. And so, anyway, we'll remind you tonight, as well as you think about we think about baptism. Baptism is an act, an ordinance that was given to us by the Lord, commanded to us, for those who believed to be, those who got saved, then to be baptized. So tonight, along the same lines, so if you have a 2 or 3 year old, they don't need to partake of the Lord's Supper. They need to be at that point where they have accepted Christ as their Savior, and understand what's going on. And, you know, that's very important. No matter what we do at the church, that you understand what you're doing and why. And so we try to do a very thorough job with baptism, like with Jacob. We'll take time next week and really help him and understand what baptism is about before we baptize him. Amen? So tonight, keep that in mind as we partake. If we'd have our ushers and deacons come forward, we appreciate these men. And I would ask that there'll be a lot of quiet time here. So again, it's just a time of reflecting on our Savior, upon the Lord Jesus Christ, and so encourage you to do that. All right. That's good. Brother Feaser, won't you go ahead, yeah, and then we'll lead some prayer.
God, we come to You tonight thankful that we have this opportunity to do this in remembrance of You, Lord God. are thankful that you had a bruised body, Lord, that you laid your life down for us so that we might have salvation. We pray, Lord, that as we do this communion, Lord, that we'd be drawn even closer to you and be, Lord God, just thankful for what you've done for us in salvation. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. We got Brother Renz a little nervous. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you today again for your Son who gave his life for us, for his body that was beaten and bruised in order that we might have eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen. In 1 Corinthians 11:24, the Bible says, "And when they had given thanks, he brake it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me.'" Brother Renz, if you'd bless the fruit of the vine, please.
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, because it's the blood that makes the difference.
Amen.
We know that our life is what it is today because our sins have been placed under the blood of your Son. And as we participate in this, we pray, Father, that you help us to remember just how precious the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, is. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for your Son who shed his blood for us. Lord, we again contemplate and think upon the blood as a means of salvation for our sins, forgiveness of sins, the covering of sin. We thank you, Lord, for the sacrifice that was made for us. Lord, we just thank you for this wonderful time we've had to come and to remember both the body and the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 11:25, "And after the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, 'This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me.'" You can go back to your seat, man. I appreciate it very much. Should be a little holder there in front of you. And let's all stand. We'll sing a song. We'll do it a cappella. We'll leave Miss Linda and Mr. Roberta to sing with us. And Miss Christie? Let's sing Amazing Grace. Ready?
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun.
And you're dismissed. Thank you for coming tonight.